At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Did you happen to see the New Jersey gambling take from the month of July?
I didn't. Now, let's see. July. Now, we're talking sports gambling or
we're just talking gambling in general. So this would be, you know, all the sports gambling and obviously all the casinos.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing what it is.
Well, let me see. Well, let me hear it.
Well, gaming revenue reached $606.2 million in July of 2025 alone.
Wow.
And that beat last year's July of $547 million, a 10% increase. So gambling, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, is alive and well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it certainly is.
So I wonder what New York's take is, or maybe they're not just telling us, you know, because they don't want to tell us. They don't want to be transparent. I'm not sure.
So I'm seeing for just the sports book revenue. So the New York sports book revenue in July of 2025 was $155.9 million.
That was the New York sportsbook revenue.
Just for sportsbooks. Now, that's full gambling revenue.
Yes.
With casinos and everything in New Jersey.
Everything, yes.
Yeah, but this was just sportsbook revenue for July 2025.
So maybe the demise of Atlantic City is greatly exaggerated?
I don't know.
I heard Anthony Gallo saying he's going to the Borgata.
I heard that as well, yeah. Yes. He still can't say the word depth. Calls it deft. Called him out on that once before. Still doing it.
This is the second time in New Jersey state history that they have eclipsed $600 million in a single month.
Yeah, it's a lot of cash. I mean, it's a lot of lost money out of people's pockets.
That sounds like taxes to me.
Well, yeah, we understand. But let's see. This actually is a New York online betting handle slips to 12-month low in July. But that'll just kick up once we get to football season.
Yeah, but I wonder why. I'm assuming that it's not just the sports betting, but it's also the gaming divisions of all of these different companies. But I just, why would it be so high in July? Like, what were people
I guess people
on?
Going to Atlantic City. I mean, this was, but it is in contrast to the New York sports book numbers, which is a 10-month low because there's really not as much to bet on in July. So that has to be more so generated from people going to casinos in Atlantic City.
But there's also word that Las Vegas is way down.
Yeah.
And it's way down due to the, I guess, the exorbitant expenses that are associated with going to stay in one of the hotel rooms in Las Vegas, how much it costs. I saw a breakdown, like I was telling you the other day, that for like a bucket of 24 Coronas, it costs like $298.
Well, we experienced that in California, did we not?
Yeah, we did. We certainly did.
I've been hitting people with that whole 17th hole hut bill that you just were so nice to pay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was more than happy to celebrate the fact that we actually went out to Pebble Beach and played one of the most glorious golf courses that you or I will ever play.
Three drinks and a water, $168.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, but they were double drinks.
Still, $48.
Yeah, but it was like I was buying drinks for everybody, like for six people.
Yeah, but it was, right. But it was just three.
Yeah, but it was doubles.
$48.
They were doubles.
Yeah, but it's just really just two shots in there. I mean, you trying to justify $168 for three doubles?
What I did love, and this is, and I have to give her credit, the gal behind the counter basically said, yeah, why don't we just double those up? I said, sure, why not?
Yeah. Yep, they're upselling.
Yep.
They know what they're doing.
Of course they are.
$168, please. That's like a dinner for four. Like when I take the family out, it's like that's what you get. Like, you know, go to the Savile Inn or something. That's what I
didn't say it was cheap, but the quality is you cannot dispute the quality.
Oh no, of course not.
The quality is what you're paying for.
It's not just there, it's everywhere in California.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it is.
I just felt like it's like when you go to a really nice restaurant here in New York, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the ambiance, the food, the memories, that kind of thing.
Of course. No, I understand.
So stunned me for a minute, and then I said, you know what, screw it, man. I'm here. I'm having a great time. I'm with my buddies. We're on 17 at Pebble.
It doesn't get any better. I understand. It's a lifetime experience. There's no doubt about it. And the memories that you have far outweigh the $168 for the three drinks and the water. But still, yeah, of course. But it still was a large number. I mean, you could separate the two. You could still have an amazing experience and also be like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not just there. That's just that state. You know?
Watching Al down all that Lucia Pinot Noir, man. I wonder how much that cost. I didn't see that bill. Mm. Al's just...
Yeah, it had to be an expensive bottle.
Yeah, I don't think the bottle was all that expensive, but the fact that you had like four of them made it expensive.
Yeah, it gets pricey.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple times that I would fill Al's glass up when it was getting low.
We were doing that on purpose. I said, you know, Gio...
Yeah.
He's not really doing much.
Well, he was turned the other way, and then the glass was near me, and I was filled my glass up, so I filled Al's glass up. That's just what you do as a courtesy. Next thing you know, we're all doing zins.
I knew it.
So I'm not doing zins. You guys are doing zins.
Oh, it's not like heroin, for God's sake.
You got a zin into Al's mouth.
Yeah. I didn't push it. Like,
was it like me jamming Ritz crackers in his face?
No.
He was willing and eager.
Yeah, no, he was curious about what it did and how it felt and all that stuff.
How did you feel?
Well, I don't recall the difference. I'm saying, like, once I had so many wines, I don't think a zin would have done anything good or bad for me at that point.
Yeah, he was beyond the point of anything affecting him. So, especially a little, you know, with...
Yeah, and the next day you kind of disappeared a little bit. We didn't see you for a while.
Well, that's when I was watching you guys when you played that hole that came up by the resort.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I haven't heard from Al yet.
Al's in his bunker and he's in a coma, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to drink waters and then eat a waffle.
But about halfway through that 4-mile hike, you started feeling better.
Until he got to dinner and he was pissed off at everybody again. It's too cold.
Yes. Too cold. Fire started. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, the thing that really bothered me about the dinner was that even in like the most beautiful place you could be, Pebble Beach and all that stuff, the people who run restaurants still do a bad job at running restaurants.
Service-wise, you mean?
Yeah, like service is still not good in most places. Even in the most beautiful bougie places, it still is like not great.
See, I felt different. I felt like I know that it was expensive, and I felt like they were on us all the time, and not because we were there with cameras, because those cameras weren't running at the moment. I just felt like it's part and parcel because all the tips are built in, so they have an incentive as a waiter or waitress to get that bill up as high as they can get it, so it matches, you know, their gratuity, which is like 22%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they worked. Remember the guy outside when we were sitting around the carpet? That guy was on it, man. He was nonstop.
Oh, yeah, that guy was very good.
He was great. And I know it was a little slow at the one place, the last place.
The last place, yeah.
You know, because I feel like we had two tables and, you know, and you wanted the fire pit started and you were whining your ass off about being cold. And, you know, that was the only down moment, I think, that I felt.
Service-wise.
And until we got the fire lit, and then he was happy.
Yeah. And then the tin can nachos came and then everybody was flying high.
Yes.
Damn right.
But Al still was, he was off alcohol, so that didn't help his mood.
Yeah, that's
either.
True.
That's right. I tried to give him a glass of wine again. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And there's like, way to celebrate. And then you're doing that whole thing. Like, oh, you got it. Because I wasn't drinking either because I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning. I was like, there's no way I'm going to get started here. Like, way to celebrate our trip. Shaming us. And then meanwhile, you come back and do your stupid ass cleanse here. And then
I waited to do my cleanse after the fact.
Yeah, okay, but we still had stuff to do.
You could have done your cleanse this week, too.
It wasn't about the cleanse thing. It was about the, like, I knew getting up at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, but I mean, we had the night before. It was the right decision. The right decision.
All right.
Just being, you know, sometimes you gotta pull back. You gotta put the governor on. And the governor was on. Speaking of restaurants, you know who the new face of Cracker Barrel is?
The new face of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney.
No, not male
or female?
It's a male.
Jordan Davis.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, it's great.
I love being a Cracker Barrel, man.
I know. There's not enough around us. I mean, I feel like you got to take a road trip.
We have diners and stuff here.
Yeah, I know, but I'd love to just have a Cracker Barrel around. You know, just 20 minutes away, Cracker Barrel.
Al, how close is Cracker Barrel to us?
I think you've got to go south.
Yeah, the one that I would go to is the one in Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a long way to go from
out
here.
Yeah, well, I used to have a sporting clay event out there.
Oh, okay.
For about, I'd be happy I haven't dragged you out there for that.
Why? It sounds like fun.
It was great, but it was always hot, muggy, and we'd always stop at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, so he's doing the whole thing.
Some shopping and everything.
He's at the table, you know, and he's dipping his chips into some sort of thing. He's like, get even more Cracker Barrel. And then they show like that little thing with that game that they have at Cracker Barrel with the T's that you got to use or whatever. They show that. And then he finishes the commercial finishes up with him on the porch in the rocking chair, you know?
Yeah.
And he says the same thing. I get even more at Cracker Barrel.
He sounds like Phil Simms.
Even more Cracker Barrel.
There's one in North Arlington, New Jersey, apparently.
There is.
Yeah.
I see locations.
But it's funny, like in these commercials, they always
find a Cracker Barrel.
They always feel like like he's got like a table of people that he's with, and like in every commercial these days, I feel like all these corporations try to make sure that table is filled with every race imaginable, you know, to just like make sure everybody's represented. It also was like it looked like Jordan Davis was at the head
United
of the table.
Nations.
Yeah, right. He just took the words right out of my mouth, like he was giving a speech at the UN.
Wow.
Even more Cracker Barrel.
Even more Cracker Barrel. Well, you got one up in Milford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
This sounds like an upstate thing to me. You know what I mean? Like you'd find this up in the Catskills.
Somewhere in there, Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, there's none. There's none in New York. Well, then again, they probably hate the New York business policies. They suck.
What a missed opportunity for nowhere land upstate New York.
You got, let's see. We got one in Mount Holly. You said Mount Holly, right?
North Arlington.
There's one in Fishkill.
Okay. What's the one right there with the star next to it? The closest one. That's North
Arlington?
That's
Mount Arlington.
Okay.
And then there's one in Clinton. There's a few of them in Jersey.
That's 34 miles away from here?
And New Jersey is like known for its diners. That's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, but I mean, Cracker Barrel is a different thing.
Yeah, but Jersey.
That country fried steak.
Jersey is a diner state.
They got the country store. You can grab some stuff in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Some nuts, some potpourri, you know?
There's a bunch of Cracker Barrels down in South Jersey.
Sit on that porch with the rocking chair. It's a different type of thing than a diner experience.
Huh.
But Jordan does a great job in this Cracker Barrel commercial.
That's great.
It made me want to go to Cracker Barrel. I'm sure it's going to make a lot of people want to go to Cracker Barrel.
Do you think that we can get, like a card or something that he has?
What do you mean, like a Cracker Barrel VIP situation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's just started this relationship with them, so I'm not sure if I want to push it, you know, and he's giving all his friends free Cracker Barrel.
Does he have Cracker Barrel lyrics in any of his songs, like the Applebee's guy?
No. Who disappeared totally. Yeah. I mean, that guy hasn't put a song out since. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
That's a one-hit wonder right there.
He had two of them. He had two songs,
like,
and then
Milli Vanilli.
Gone. Yeah. No, I don't think... He may be in his new album that just came out, Jordan, but no, I haven't heard all the songs yet.
You think a Cracker Barrel would go over in Sable? I think it would definitely go over in Sable.
Well, hell, there's still a Friendly's in Sable.
Well, there's a Friendly's in East Islip, too.
You sure that one's still there?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so our South Shore brethren love an old chain like that. A Cracker Barrel could survive.
They're not that old. They're not as old as Friendly's, are they?
I'm not sure.
I think Friendly's is older because they were around when I was a kid.
Yeah, you like throw a Cracker Barrel like in the same shopping center as a Target. Throw that in there. I think it'll work.
You think this? I don't think they do
standalones. Yeah,
I think they do.
Standalones. Yeah, somewhere on Sunrise Highway Service Road, Cracker Barrel. And you know how much business they do with people going out Sunrise Highway.
You know where they should have
gone out east in the summer.
You know Hampton Bays when you get off of the LI, you know, off Sunrise Highway, and you go south to Montauk Highway, mm-hmm. There's the Hampton Diner that's always there.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That would have been a great place for a Cracker Barrel. I don't know what, I think they're knocking that place down.
They are, it's closed, yeah.
Oh, it is?
That would have been
a great place for a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, sure. No, I agree.
I think the land acquisition cost probably would be a lot.
Especially you're talking to Hamptons. I mean, you grab something on,
there's
you know.
There's an old Pier 1 Imports on Montauk Highway heading into the Hamptons. I think it's in Southampton.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there empty. It'd be a great ice rink, I think, but probably couldn't make the money to justify the cost.
Yeah, you need to put it somewhere on Sunrise Highway that wouldn't be as expensive real estate for people that are driving out east to the Hamptons. That's like a halfway point
stop. How about
up
on the LIE where they're putting all the, where they're putting all the warehousing?
Where's that?
Everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Is that what they're building?
They're building million foot space warehousing.
Yeah, I want to be in one of these Cracker Barrel meetings where they decide where to put these things. I'd love to know, like this is the place where we're going to drop another Cracker Barrel on it. Like, have they talked about Suffolk County? Have they talked about Nassau County?
Again, like, I'm not so sure. Well, I would think, we know Suffolk and Nassau for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of a Suffolk chain than it would be a Nassau chain.
What about, like, Mastic Shirley? Pump one right there.
How about Quorum?
Quorum?
Yeah.
Can you see a Cracker Barrel in Quorum?
I can see a Cracker Barrel.
It's got to be really close to one of the highways.
That's what I'm saying.
Really close, yeah.
You know, you got, how about right Calverton?
A lot of
stuff happening in Calverton.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I'd plop a Cracker Barrel down right next to Jake's 58. You want to talk about a little combo spot there? You kidding me?
Yeah, well, I think Jake's 58 would fight that.
Why?
Because they're selling their own food. They don't want something else right next to it.
There's a Starbucks right next to it.
One of my high school buddies runs the place. We can call him.
Well, I don't think they'd be upset. You can't go in there and like play roulette at a Cracker Barrel.
Right. I mean, how about Cinema Riches?
Yeah.
Right off the Sunrise Highway.
Well, their headquarters are outside of Nashville, so next time you're there with Jordan, just pop on over.
See, that's what happens. Somebody in Nashville loves Jordan.
They're at a party or something.
They
would like to get you in one of the commercials. Even more at Cracker Barrel. You got to watch it. I'll show it to you in the break.
Okay.
It's hilarious. Especially when he's sitting at the table. He's at the head of the table. Hey, everybody got your biscuits? All right.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Take it from me. Cracker Barrel's the place to go for your country fried steak. Did you watch the commercial, Jerry?
I didn't. I just heard you guys.
Yeah.
No.
So if you want more, if you want even more, go to Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
I've never been to one.
Really?
No, oh, man. You all know the years on I-95, I've never stopped on.
Sometimes it's all right.
Pretty good.
Cracker Barrel.
Good for him.
He's a natural.
Oh, he's a natural at it because he loves Cracker Barrel.
He does.
You can tell.
Yeah.
It's like
from the heart.
Chef IQ.
Yeah, right. It is from the heart.
And Surfside.
Yes, that's right. Right.
And that PRP hair.
And Great Many.
Yes.
Oh, he did a really nice job. The video of Jerry going
Izzo
to Great Many.
Did a phenomenal job putting that together.
That.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's on X.
It's on X where everybody hates me.
Jerry, they don't hate you. They just love making fun of
you. Al, did I not read you a couple of the replies?
Jerry got two really nasty replies to his hair video.
What were the replies?
They were just very mean-spirited.
It was called a mentally deficient bleep bag.
Wow.
Well, who's the jackass who put that out there?
Who cares? It made me laugh. It was funny. And then another one was, go bleep yourself, you useless piece of crap. But they didn't say crap.
God, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, well, you know.
Whatever.
It's X.
It's fine.
It's what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, did you put that out, Jerry, or did
I put that out. Izzo did the video. And yeah, why not? One guy's like, get this off my feed. Yeah, unfollow, jackass. It's not that hard. I get off your feed really quick.
Jackass is right.
I mean, whatever.
So, well, I thought they did a nice job.
I thought it was very well done.
If I were the client, I would be very happy.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, Nicole called in.
Yes.
And she said, you guys have a connection or something. And love the hug.
I do not love to hug.
I wanted her to hear from you that you're not a big hugger.
No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not a big hugger.
Okay.
Yeah, she was insisting you were.
No.
She was going after Guy Adami because Guy Adami basically said, we all know who doesn't like the hug. And I said, of course, Jerry.
Well, I think I've been defending the idea that maybe Guy was referencing that I'm not all that friendly.
Which is
and
wrong.
There's two different things here.
Right, right, right.
I mean, be friendly and not care for the hugging. You know what? I like the wave.
Nice little wave.
See everybody.
Yeah.
There we go. Right. And I can't believe, too, we've talked about this many times, the fist pump. After the pandemic, I never thought the handshake would come back.
No, it's back.
But the fist pump is still there, but too many people shaking hands. And then you get the sweaty handshake.
It depends what time of year. Like, I'll shake hands more in the summertime than I will in, like, flu season.
Gio's right? Become such a big bro hugger.
I'm great at the bro hugger.
Is that true?
I'm great at it, yeah. Little one of those.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's quick.
Yeah, it's quick. It's an in-between.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Unless you get, you know, the worst is getting caught in between. Like, that's a real...
like you did in the elevator with who was that?
Bill O'Reilly, and I stick-shifted him. That was horrible. Even thinking about it now, I'm starting to...
You stick-shifted Bill
O'Reilly?
Yeah,
I told you this story, yeah. A couple times, Yeah, so I went for the handshake. He went for the fist bump. We both... like, stood and looked at each other. He didn't budge, so then I grabbed his fist and shook it. Yeah. It was horrible.
And that is forever known as the stick shift.
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah, and I mean,
you've had a lot of weird interactions with celebrities.
Have I?
Yeah, you had your man boob squeezed.
Oh, yeah, my Kay Adams, yeah. All these are true. It's crazy. Well, that's just, Kay Adams, the man boob squeeze, the stick shift, and Bill O'Reilly. That's really it.
Oh, the nestle into Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, but he pulled
I know
me
he
in.
Did, that but you a, still nestled way, your head in his way, boob.
That was a genuine love hug.
It was.
That's
and
a
he
love
is
hug.
Right, though.
And that was not like an Eddie Smother hug.
No, that was very sensual.
Yes.
As he pulled
it was
him
like,
into him.
Jesus.
It was, yeah, it was
I wasn't
nice.
Expecting it.
Get a room, boys.
Well, I didn't say that, but. It was very affectionate. That's a wow.
Look at Eddie. Picking up
Eddie picking up little Eddie.
Oh my God. Well, what a compilation by CBS Sports Network.
Right. Like, guys, let's get the gay folder.
Hey man, you gotta hit all your audiences.
Oh my god, this is god. Just us touching each other. This is bizarre. Yeah,
very funny. Well, God Almighty, how many are there?
Oh god, that was a normal hug. Oh, look at Al. Look at Al. We got a hug there too. Yeah, a nice little hug.
Jesus.
Oh, that handshake with Al. Yeah.
Were you wrapping your legs around him?
What was that first one? That leg went up on me. It certainly did.
Yep. Yeah, that's the hump hug.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
this cleanse is doing a lot more than just dropping pounds. I don't know what's going on.
Right?
Come on.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
By the way, since we're on this, can people stop tagging me in the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader videos? Enough. I've seen it. I know they have two male cheerleaders. I got
it. Is that what that is? You referenced that the other day. Oh, okay. I didn't know it was the Vikings.
As Vikings and the Patriots. And basically, there have been male cheerleaders for years and years and years, but most of those male cheerleaders are the ones that lift the female cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Are the base and all the acts.
Like the strength guys, yeah.
But these guys are
participating in the dancing and the whole thing, and they got the pom-poms and everything else. And I mean, it's different. But, I mean, I've seen it now, guys. I understand. The Vikings have two male cheerleaders that dance. Yeah, all right, I've seen it.
Does it make it... I don't know. Like, I told you yesterday, I don't really care.
Neither do I. I mean, good for them. Look like they're having fun, whatever. I mean, like, I don't, you know...
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen now? Like, all your Bear fan friends, your Packer fan friends, and all these other team fan friends just going to be, you know, going after you this way.
But I did nothing to do with it.
I know that.
It's not like I made the decision to put these guys on the cheerleading team, man. I don't know. Mm. Like, let them, whatever. I mean, at this point, there's point of no return now. They can't quit. It'd be horrible. They got to go through with it. Trailblazers.
You know, NFL talk on the fan is presented by...
G might have to take over here.
I'm not allowed. It's his thing.
They need him to do it.
How am I supposed to get through this?
What are you talking about, male cheerleaders? Let's go.
Yeah, come on, get through it. Yeah.
If you want, we can help them through.
NFL, talk on the fan.
B-E-aggressive. B-E-H-E-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Defense. If Boomer is incapacitated, someone else can read it.
I'm not
going. R-E-S-S-I-V.
Yeah.
We elect two receivers.
So, yeah, the moral of the story is I've seen the two male cheerleaders on the Minnesota Vikings and stopped tagging me in it. I've seen it. Right? Every time I turn around on Instagram, X, it's all I see. I thought of you when I saw these guys. Yeah.
We could do it with them. We got spirit. Yes, we do.
Let me ask you something, if I may. Are you gay?
All right. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I'm a gay and I'm proud of it.
I can't see my makeup. Oh my God.
I got one of these wedding invites. I don't have anything. We need a paper towel or something. Oh,
yeah. You look like you got stung by a bee.
I look like Gio when we were on Seaway.
Yeah, right.
He blew up.
Oh, baby.
Okay. Oh, that was fun.
Moment of the day right there for you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh,
I got to get better than that.
Since we're talking about football, I will dwell before that. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB Major League Baseball trademarks, used with permission. God. While we're talking about football, do you remember when I played you the clip of the way it used to be with the head coaches yelling at their players? And there was one in there from Jimmy Johnson about if you got asthma, get on the asthma field.
Yeah, right, go have asthma somewhere else. Yeah.
So watching this Netflix Jerry Jones, the Gambler documentary, that shows up. So you're going to hear Nate Newton talking at first about when in 1990 they were coming off the 1-15 season and how terrible they were.
Yeah.
So he was really jacking things up in training camp. And Nate, they were doing, they called them 16 by 110. So you had to sprint a mile. Sprint back and forth. And Nate Newton picks it up here.
I was on my 6th or 7th or 8th one. And I saw this kid on the ground just couldn't breathe. Jimmy comes up, what the f*** is wrong?
Are you part of this group? Asthma, my ass. Get over there on that other field and have some asthma. You're on the wrong field to have asthma. I'll land my ass. Get out of here.
Jimmy was a complete ass.
So that's James Washington at the end.
And you want to know something? Then he had to be.
He was.
They were coming up a 1-15.
So that guy that had asthma and couldn't breathe.
A rookie running back was cut on the spot today.
I've got asthma. I want the job done.
Wow. Think about how different and how far we've come now.
Yeah, that's how I felt at Seaway with Gio.
Yeah, go have your allergic reaction on someone else's course.
Yeah, into urgent care. I got two holes left, and I got to take you to, like, an emergency.
Yeah.
So that showed up in episode 2 of the documentary that I was just trying to catch up
on. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. What that gives you a real perspective of is just how pressurized it must have been for Jerry Jones, all the stuff that was coming at him and all the negativity that was coming at him, and how much pressure he must have been putting on Jimmy Johnson.
Clearly, and also on himself. He said he moved into Valley Ranch to live there because it was just so awful. And wanted to have his hands on everything. So, and then we were talking, too, about the one shot in the first episode where he was talking about how hands-on he wanted to be. And you can tell the story from there. You tell it good.
Well, he was at a press conference when he was introducing himself, and Tex Schramm was there. And he pointed to him, Jerry Jones, and he goes, I want that guy's job.
Wow.
And Tex Schramm looked like he was going to cry.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre, the first two episodes that I've seen. But I thought it was interesting that clip did show up in episode number two. All right, baseball-wise, last night, you had the Yankees beat the Rays. They hit 9 home runs as they matched a franchise record. They beat the Rays 13-3. 2 home runs from Stanton, Bellinger, and Caballero, the former Ray. You also had the 40th of the season from Aaron Judge, who went deep. It was a 2.5-hour, about a 2-hour rain delay in this game. They ended around midnight. I'll give you Stanton on yes. Said, yeah, had to go deep after Judge and Bellinger did to start that first inning.
I got to do it again. More like late and often. It's midnight right now, 12:30. So it was awesome to see. I think we hit 9 tonight. It's incredible across the board.
Yeah, so the back-to-back-to-back, belly-to-belly-to-belly to get things started. They never looked back. Here was Bellinger with Susan. Props to our captain.
Judge, he really got us going there in the first with the absolute moonshot. And for me, you know, I just wanted to put together a good at-bat. You know, G coming in after, and I mean, overall, I think as a team, it was just really, I mean, it was just fun. It was just, I mean, obviously a really good day.
Yankees now 68-57. Carlos Rodon went 6-4 to win his 13th. You got Cam Schlittler tonight against Drew Rasmussen. Yankees a game ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot in the American League. In the National League, the Mets remain a game ahead of the Reds for the third wild card. They beat the Nationals 8-1. Big night for Jeff McNeil. He had 3 hits, including a home run, drove in 3. Mark Vientos, a big 2-run homer as well. Here was McNeil on SNY, feeling quite comfortable.
Felt really good. Felt like I've been seeing the ball well last few games. So, just got some good pitches to hit, and didn't miss some of them.
He had a walk, a single, a double, and a home run. Brett Beatty and Juan Soto homered as well. And David Peterson went 8 innings for the win. He struck out 10. He's now 8-5, lowers his ERA to 3.18. So that's all the good news. You got Kodai Senga and Brad Lord tonight. The bad news would be Francisco Alvarez. We found out sprained UCL in his thumb. Injured list. Does need surgery, but that could be put off to the off season and could play through it. So not sure on a timetable, though, exactly when he would be back. You had Malik Nabers, Andrew Thomas back at practice for the Giants yesterday. And John Wall did announce his retirement. We talked about Daniel Jones, too. He was named the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You're reading about some flooding over there, Boomer, as you continue to wish bad weather upon people vacationing.
I was just saying that the massive storm that is Hurricane Erin, her waves are spreading out 3,500 miles. Which I think is fascinating. I'm fascinated by it.
That's a big, yes.
And
big
the Outer Banks in North Carolina are now starting to get hit, and they're getting flooded, and they're not in the direct path, but they are on the outer ring of it.
Sure. And apparently, well, at least someone is alerting Al or alerted Al that that's where Evan Roberts is on vacation right now, is the Outer Banks.
That's a great day to be on a vacation down there today and tomorrow.
Tough break.
Be raining both days, it looks like.
Tough break.
But maybe he might get a good weekend out of it. But he did go to the Outer Banks.
I'm not sure. I reached out to him. I haven't heard back yet.
Maybe he's drowning. Of course, he's not. We're hoping for his.
He's got his family.
To be safe.
He's with his family. So,
if he's traveling by himself, that'd be very odd. You know.
Well, he is odd.
He definitely is. I mean, he's gone on vacation back prior to being married. Just driving around him and his dog. Going to childhood presidents' homes.
Has a president ever come from the Outer Banks? I don't think so, right?
Well, not the Outer Banks, but I mean, there might be somewhere on the way that he could have stopped.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever been to a president's childhood home? I think I have. What was the one? What's the Mount Vernon? Is that a place? George Washington? What is that? Is that one?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think so, yes.
I think I've been to that one. Let's see, Mount Washington. Maybe not. Where the hell did George
Washington birthplace was in Virginia, Ferry Farm.
Ferry Farm.
Mount Vernon, though. He was. It claims Mount Vernon to a location. He had lived there at some times.
Okay. All right.
I mean, too bad we don't have Evan to call in. We could figure this out.
All right, so Mount Vernon, I was right about that. I went to his house in Mount Vernon, toured there when I was in down in Williamsburg, Virginia.
That's nice.
Yeah, and the people do all that old stuff. They dress up like the, you know, the settlers.
Yes,
and they do the Civil War reenactments.
I'm just wondering if I went to Abe Lincoln's birthplace in Kentucky.
I'm sure you did.
I kind of feel like I did, like one of the things that you had to do.
Yeah, well, of course. Especially you and, you know, the American history and everything else. And you're down there and you're living there.
Mm.
I wanted to find this thing I saw. See if I could pull it up. So, yeah, here we go. The 15 most and least attractive male hobbies to women.
Okay.
Hold on. See if I could
golf?
No, it's actually not up there. That's not up there. Where is the one that I'm looking for right here? Is this it? It's... They don't have visiting presidents' childhood homes on there, but it should be. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right. Number one.
Yes.
Comic books. So this is the top 15 least attractive hobbies to women. 33.6% comic books. 32.1% cosplay. You know what cosplay is?
I have no idea.
It's where you're dressing up like characters and going to Comic-Con.
All right. Well, yep. numbers, and I had another reason why I had no idea. Yes.
Yeah, 30.5% debating. I guess that's just arguing with them, or maybe just debate team. I'm not sure.
How about if they're a master debater?
Might be impressive. 29% drinking. You know what MTG is? MTG? Anybody know what that is? I don't know what that is. 27.4% anime, if you're into anime. 24.4% of you wear makeup.
MTG is Magic the Gathering.
Oh, okay.
Card
yeah.
game.
You know, okay. You know what I think? What a woman wants is a man.
Well, that's what it sounds like, right?
A real man.
Yeah.
A working man. Somebody that goes to work every day, brings home the bacon.
24.4% makeup. Don't like that.
We wear makeup.
23.1% crypto. They don't like crypto bros. 22.3% cigars. 20% clubbing. 15% marijuana. 12% Funko. I don't know what Funko. What's Funko?
Those are those collectible items of like pop culture people.
Like you're a little dweeb loser person. Yeah. 12.3 arguing online. 10.8 porn. 6.4.
I'll use
6.4% gambling. And then 3.1% manosphere. But anyway, so it seems like the comic book type thing, that's the thing that's just that they are no part of that whole deal. Like you going to Comic-Con, you're doing stuff like that, you get out of my vicinity.
I just thought about one other president's house that I have actually been to.
Yeah?
Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
Sagamore Hill.
I've definitely been up there, too.
Yeah. Kovnek, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's a couple of them.
Not as many as Evan.
No, he's been to, like, everything. He's been he went to, like, Calvin Coolidge's ex-wife's house or something. You know, that's where he was. He goes to every little place you could possibly go to.
Yeah, well, hey, at least he has those experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
And he brings his Mets scoring book everywhere he goes, right?
He certainly does. Yeah, I mean, scoring baseball game should have been on that list that I was just reading. Scoring baseball games, 22.5%.
Ah, poor kid.
Boy, there's no poor kid about anything. He's got his dream job, for God's sake. He's got a wonderful family, beautiful wife, afternoon drive on WFAN, and can afford very expensive Mets tickets. And the guy, you kidding me? This guy's living his dream. I mean, on the outside looking in, it's odd for us.
But it's his.
But it's his thing.
Sweet spot, honey spot.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for us, you might look at us like, I can't believe these guys, you know, whatever they're doing. Having fun and eating and drinking and playing golf and laughing, doing man stuff. You know? He's over there doing his thing, living his dream. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yes. I'm surprised that golf didn't make that list.
Well, what? What? Really?
Yeah.
Because they spend too much time away from...
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, it didn't make the list, so bang.
Well, if you golf that much, you got cash, so that helps.
Fair point. As you say, the best aphrodisiac in the world?
Cash.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.